Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight up production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat, and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We back for a dope show. Yo, Ed, is my special guest in the queue?
Not yet, but you want to take a caller?
Yeah, we can play a song first. Play Like a Movie by Rico Charm.
Drama and a lot of action, secret romance, and I'm the star actor. I see those same things in the movie scene, but the only difference, the camera's on me. But in my mind, I try to read the line. I'm relating to this, oh, it's gonna be a hit. Life is a reality, and I still find it hard to believe. I'm living my life,
I'm living my life like it's a movie. Well, hey,
I'm living my life like it's a movie. Well, hey, let me flip the script. You gotta see this clip. Is this a true story? This is my life story. Life is not a dream, more like a movie scene. If you think about it, you feel the same way. I realize I still got a lot to learn. Gotta hit the box office, can't let nobody stop me. Gotta live my life like I'm in the silver screen. If you pay attention, you see what I mean. I'm living my like it's a movie. Well, hey, I'm living my life like it's a movie. Well,
hey,
just let the cameras roll while the music plays.
Yo, that was my boy Rico Chavez from Jackson, Mississippi. I like a movie. Can we take a first caller?
252-799.
Oh,
yeah.
Yo. Yo, what's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
But now she North Carolina for P-Town, bro. Plymouth, North Carolina.
All right, what's up, man?
Maintaining, man. My name is Lord Honest, God of Law, one of the part of the nation, God of the Earth, of a 5% nation. You know what I mean? Also, you know what I'm saying, underground artist, you know what I'm saying, one of the new members under the Hell Keto label, from the Future Chamber label, down with my boy, Da Law, things of that nature. And I rep my hometown, which is called Plymouth, North Carolina. We call it P-Town. I call it Power Town. You know what I mean? And, just want to kick a, you know what I'm saying, kick a bar as well, but a little bar as well. Ain't going to hold you up. And also, I got my brother right here, you know what I'm saying, Supremo. He want to get on with the Nets when it's kick a little bar. So I'm going to go ahead and do mine real quick. Now I'm going to go ahead and get up here real quick. Yo, butt weak niggas, butt face be cupcake, stylist for acting and harder this. Wanted to be hardcore like world rappers. I'm not a rapper on the war, true lyricist, living the black coast of history, but the black hip hop and the coast of more energy, spittable closeness, air fire than water and an earthquake to strike like an earthquake. One or two old Uncle Tom writers coming up for copycats, heads who don't really relate to their own style, the flow of this y'all candy, the sweet candy rappers try to prove the point, y'all weak emotion, you're not rising the above shits, you under the shits, up in the pits, up in the pits, up in the pits of hell. I build under the mind, up in the light shine, showed up in the true way to the rhyming, never take it to the rapper to say, copy the catch style of this heads off, landing the rhymes down for the mad style, holding in the name of the beholder, grand god, like the chapter angel coming to terrorize y'all, weak rhyming and running y'all, weak Numenati, coining Numenati devils, and double-edged flammable sword, holy war, make war that against the darkness, unholiness. My mind is deep and rise to the above all your wicked, the devil, this wicked, the rhyme, it's like the dead sea. I rise to the above all fakery of a mental, the slavery of it, this wicked, the government of a victim of nation, the seller, the soul, the slave label, of the Numenati record label, misled by the devil, slave label, misled by the devil, this is meaning, the system, technology, social media, the false sociology that can mislead the mind to. And take soul for devil's physical religion. And make water that gets a lot of supreme intelligence, acting like the wit, the righteousness, but plot water that gets my nation. That they receive the whole nation that the givers killed to pray to, and the mystery of God coming. There is no mystery of God or the blood sinking of the poor to keep y'all done, deaf, or blind, by that it's wicked and false social to be the yard. Y'all making rich into that mystery, poison the slave mind up in that wicked mankind. And I can see through all this devil trick knowledge. I, from the all I see it in I, from within into my head. Come from razor sharp blade. Y'all red, I kill weakness with more razor sharp than the stoppable flow. This is flow, killing the y'all devil's rope. More deadly iron sharp throw. Spitting razor sharp, cutting up. Straight hair coming at three. Slate crew over to your crew. Get bomb on body that hell. Keto guards. My whole team is freezing chamber. I keep it coming at fate. Probably to get slapped hair. Fire out of your vital face. You can't run that high from the hell. Keto hair hunters. Whether you're original warhead, a kid you come up with your brightest on warhead with the zone, get blown away, dropping the bombs, away to bomb the whole team and the whole crew away. So get slam on. So move out the way, make room for the God, the true God, for the true living God. Give it up for the hell, kid of God, be stronger than y'all. We came in the fake flow or your line, so stop lying to crying war, cause your nigga didn't never see no war. Peace. So go ahead, get on this shit, man.
No,
hey, y'all,
nice,
my
nigga.
That was nice, my brother. Yo, man, so you do freestyle rap too? So you're a rapper plus a freestyle artist too?
Yeah, I do a little both. I write, you know what I'm saying? I write my bars and shit. I write bars and, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on some books and shit. This other shit, wait, I'm going to spit a little bit right here. This other shit, I'm going to give you a little deliverance real quick. And this shit called right here, I'm hip hop. When I rhyme like this, my rhymes come out of my mouth, delivering fire, like the deflation of sound, blazing and burning like fire, brimstone. I got more flame lines to throw more verses. My mind is corrupted, volcano lava from the volcano mouth. Grand God got more lava hotter than fire, the flame rhymes, because I'm hip. And I'm hip hop. I keep to the physical chamber. We don't stop. We don't stop. We don't stop. I keep to the physical chamber. Y'all, Grand Guard, Red, all of the rock of the under the ground house of hip hop. I keep to the rock that truly live in hip hop. To give y'all that the raw town is pure form of hip hop. Of the original pure line, the original mental, the physical, if it is the right in the boat, minded the body as a showing the proof of law body. Physical form is born a lyrical soul. Control that as a lyrical bond. Robber, no fake artists who not hot. Or that your archetype rap flow, but it's not signed the raw, so get your rhyme right. Y'all like that lava, hard wall, lava, the more lava, like a live white, lava, the then fake artists who came in the rap game. I know that y'all rapper, fake artists who in the rap game, whack, not kicking that bass line. That's not hip hop, that's fake hop or gay hop, cause I'm hip hop. And I'm never stop rocking the flow, dropping the land, and I'm learning the rewards, giving the score, dollars that y'all cannot get over my style or my flow. Why did you fight in the flow, not the original of the flow? That's enough. Go ahead, speak this shit, D.
Yeah, what's up, fam?
Yo, thanks, man. So give us your social media post before you go.
Okay, you can catch me on, you know what I'm saying, on my Facebook. It's called Honest God of Law Barrel. You know what I mean? But I ain't got no shit out there personally put out there. But me and my man, Dawson, right here working with me right now. We be in the booth. We got a studio. We about to go back in the booth. But, yo, let my man kick a little bars with y'all real quick. Then I'll give y'all some flavor. Go ahead and kick that shit, bro.
Hey, yo, what's up, fam?
Yo, what's up, man? Can you do it? Yeah, go ahead,
man. Hey, yo, I'm from Plymouth, North Carolina, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go by the name Grand Suprino, Suprino, aka Ill Swag, aka Daddy Mac. You know what I'm saying? I'm a rapper, you know. My record label, Intruder Records / Versatile Hustler. You know what I'm saying? Banked Out Records, Banked Out Film. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm a songwriter with my own rap.
But,
you know,
yeah,
I'm gonna do this off the head.
Go ahead. Go in.
Yo, you ready? I'm about to go off the head, son.
Yeah, go ahead real quick. We got to go. We got some special guests in the line. So go ahead real quick.
All right, I got you. Hey, yo, I'll be that ill nigga, chill nigga. Guarantee everybody a feel nigga. Know what I'm saying? I'm all about that $100 bill nigga. Type of shit that they get you killed quicker. Yo, I'm official. Guarantee I'll push you and rip you like a tissue. Nigga soft, homie, hit you with a pistol. Yo, I don't give a fuck. Launch you like a missile. Target, niggas, they ain't nothing. You a practice. Dummy, nigga, you need practice. Nigga, you fuck with me, I'm a challenge. I don't give a fuck. I smash niggas like a sandwich. Fake freeze. I don't give a fuck. You take these. I'm a straight G. Mentally, safely. Move like a centipede. Niggas ain't fucking with me.
Okay.
Homie, it's a recipe on the best of me. Grand Suprino flow. Homie, I rock that show. I bag any hoes and I make this dope. I gotta get that fast cash. You don't know about that, you better get that fast. Quick. I'm on my shit, homie. Yo.
Yeah, okay,
yo,
man.
Yo. Hey, but Pete, this so shit though, son. I know you ain't got that much time, yo, but we'll give you more. Hey, but you know, I got my songs on SoundCloud and YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Suprino or Grand Suprino. You can check me out there.
True. Yeah, send me your songs to redheadron48@gmail.com.
I got a pin, bro. I got some really quick stuff, bro.
So
got
both of y'all
said Redhead Ron. You said Redhead Ron?
Redhead Ron 48.
48?
Yeah, gmail.com.
All right, I got you.
All right, so both of y'all send your songs and hit me up on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook on All Meth Posse. I'm on All Meth Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. So hit me up so I can set up a time so y'all could come on.
What's your name on Facebook? What's the name on Facebook?
O is in October, M is in Mike, F is in Frank, Posse.
I got you.
Yeah, so hit me up on Facebook so we can set up a time so you can come on here and do some more stuff. And I really like y'all stuff, so y'all doing your thing. And I'll hit y'all up.
I want to do it. Hey, yo, fam, before y'all go, man, I'm going to do a little shout out to my family out there. You know what I'm saying? The Wu, you know what I'm saying? The Academy, also in my Hell Keto Academy. I just want to shout out to the Killer Army Brothers. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the Grave Diggers. Also to my man, Fru Kron. Shout out to my brother, RZA, doing his good thing, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, brother doing great things out there. It's a lot of open doors. You know what I'm saying? I got mad love for the Wu. You know what I'm saying? Because I always has been a fan. You know what I mean? But not a follower, though, as a true and living fan. You know what I mean? But also, I want to give a shout out to my brother Dalar, you know what I'm saying, for putting me on the Hell Keto label. You know what I'm saying? So, me and my mans, we about to put this shit together, you know what I'm saying? You know, representing this, you know what I'm saying, Future Chamber shit. You know what I mean? But, you know, I'm the founder of the Future Chamber, you know what I'm saying, from Dalar. Because Dalar discovered me at, you know what I'm saying, the Million Man March. You know, I believe it was like in 2000, motherfucking 15, so shit. Yeah, true indeed. I went back the second time. You know what I mean? And I met the God, and I just kicked a little balls in, but I ain't gonna hold you up, God. I'm gonna let y'all handle y'all biz, God. But yeah, little shout to all the families of the planet Earth who keep this hip hop shit alive, man. Peace.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey. Thank you for calling, my brother.
Indeed, God.
Appreciate you too, fam.
We got you, man. We'll be back up there, fam.
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Power equality, God. Peace.
All right. Peace. Thanks.
One.
Can we take the next caller? Can we get the special guest on the line?
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Joe? What's going on?
What's up, man?
Yo. So give us a little background on you. Give me a little background on you and how you started in hip hop and who's your influence in hip hop.
Wow, I'm gonna start out like this. My name is Joe Bless. I started out when I was like 9 years old. When I was like 9 years old, when I first moved to Atlanta, I actually started rapping. I was doing little talent shows here and there. And because I really wasn't taking it serious then, but I just wanted to see where I can go with it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really start taking music serious till I was like 14, but I started rapping at 9. All right, I'm 29. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Originally from Maryland. And I mean, that's it. Going
so
hard right now.
Who was your influences in hip hop?
Say that again.
Who influences in hip hop?
My influences, I'll say like Lil Baby, The Baby. I still go for Lil Wayne from time to time. T.I., Rick Ross, Meek Mill. That's really about it. Lucci, Wyatt Finn Lucci.
All right.
That's really about it.
So what you think about hip hop and where you see hip hop going?
I ain't gonna lie, like I don't really get too much into like the industry shit, man. Because the industry shit, you know, it's a lot going on behind the scenes of the industry shit. So I can't really tell you, but right now, it's being exposed right now. I can't really tell you if it's gonna fall or if it's still gonna stand or what. But
it's about y'all, man. It's about keeping our art form alive, keeping people like you and people like people at OG still out there that's really into the art form that's gonna keep it alive. Just like you said, hip hop is dying because hip hop is garbage and what they're putting out. It's not, ain't nobody feeling it no more, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people don't even listen to hip hop no more. People like, remember when we used to go down the street, we'd play hip hop all day long, and you hear everybody got a hip hop song coming out their radio. But you don't hear that now because nobody respects hip hop no more. Nobody even want to hear it. So that's what I'm talking about. So you keep the hip hop alive, my brother. We're going to keep this hip hop game alive for the real. Because the real motherfucker's going to keep it real. And hip-hop is going to stay hip-hop. We're just going to have to kick these rappers out of hip-hop and put them into pop music, because that's where they belong. That's how I feel about the situation.
Right.
They
right,
disrespect,
right, right.
They disrespect them, they embarrass them. Man, I'm just disappointed and outraged, man. And to see that how the art form that we started is what it is now, and I'm just embarrassed. And we need to take it back. And there ain't nobody speaking up. Like you said, we have to do shit underground. Like you said, we ain't going to go mainstream because we ain't going to sell out. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love y'all brothers. That's why I play brothers like y'all on my radio show. I don't play this industry shit. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not hip-hop to me. You know what I'm saying? So I don't play that shit. You know, I play my brothers like you. That's trying to come up, and that's what I'm saying. That's what keeps the hip-hop alive. That's what I play in my music. I play at home. I play real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I don't play that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to come to my house, we're going to play that old bullshit. We're going to play real hip-hop when you come to my house. You know what I'm saying? You're going to play, we're going to play Rakim. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play Rakim. You understand me? We're going to play what's his name? The brother, what's his name? I can't think of his name. Kendrick Lamar, we're going to play that. You know what I'm saying? No, I like new
right.
school
oh,
shit.
Oh yeah, Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, that's
yeah.
my man's right.
Yeah.
I fuck with him.
You know what I'm saying? I'm
going to
play
Lamar.
Some shit like that. You know, I'm going to play Chance the Rapper or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to play that old
Chance
bullshit.
Too.
You know what I'm saying? I'm leaving out a few. Like I said, excuse me if I leave out a few. But as far as the new school rappers, that's the only ones I really listen to. You know what I'm saying? And otherwise than that, I don't even listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
Yeah,
we're going to play your song Staring Straight real quick, Staring Right real quick before we take some callers. So, Ed, can we play this song, Staring Right? Jay,
go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Explain that shit more.
Oh, it's still talk for a few more minutes and I'm going to play.
It's called Staring Straight, Staring Right by Joseph Malone.
It's still golden. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, so talk for a few
minutes. Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to keep this hip-hop game alive. That's what time it is, my brother. The real muscles gonna still exist. You know what I'm saying? Because the art form is about rap, skill, talent, and flow. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. And the rules still exist. And you're biting if you're doing shit that's the same as everybody else. That's not hip hop again. The first rule of hip hop is there's no biting allowed. You can't make hip hop, you biting up another muscle. You ain't even gonna make records. That's how I know.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The art form. They destroyed the art form. Because you got to have skills.
That's a problem right now. That's a problem right now in hip hop. Like, you know, everybody doing the same thing. Everybody want to dress like this person. Everybody want to do what this person doing. You know what I'm saying? Just because this person got them grab his nuts and got some chains and got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 chains on. You got that other person want to run and do the same thing.
You got
right.
I love you, Bobby.
Try to play you, see you left, just know I'm staring right. Can't trust these niggas, so my gun ain't laying down tonight. Can't trust these niggas, neither, I'ma just give her the pipe. Just like a dyke, I keep mine strapped up on me tight. We can't be friends if you ain't chasing what I'm chasing. Got tired of waiting, so impatient, had to trace it. Nah, for real, come live my life, I guarantee you ain't gon' make it. I was on my dick, I had the man up on them, take it. I had to come up with a plan, I was on my third strike. So every engine in my soul is like a motorbike. It's on sight, it's on go if you ain't talking right. They tellin', ain't no tellin' when I'ma take a flight. Can't trust these cause it seem like it's too hard to love them. So I'd rather count up all this cash, pan full of bottles. Learn from my mother, if it ain't right, then get away from it. I keep a vibe like turn me up, don't try to take from it. Ain't satisfied, I'm on a mission, so I'ma make something. My life ain't never been sweet, so I gotta hate muffins. They saying nothing for their concern, and counting numbers. I'm trying to make my life a meal while I'm whipping up a Hummer. They'll try to play you, still you left, just know I'm still right. Can't trust these cause so my gun ain't laying down tonight. Can't trust these neither. I'ma just give her the pipe. Just like a dyke, I keep mine strapped up on me tight. We can't be friends if you ain't chasing what I'm chasing. Got tired of waiting, so impatient, had to trace it. Nah, for real, come live my life, I guarantee you ain't gon' make it. I was on my dick, I had the man up on them, take it. Let the truth be told, yeah, I was homeless, sleeping in the cold. Ran out of faith, had to lift my head up and reload. Who would've known I'd be right here on the top floor? Been through it all, but I ain't give up on myself at all. Even had some friends, they ain't never wanna see me ball. A big dog I am, and I ain't worried about no enemies. This same one you say you love, she really feeling me. I dreamt hard, but I ain't wasting none of my energy. It took a while for me to see all the things I see. I'm rich now, I ain't showing ID, I'm self-made and I ain't never need no help, nah. They try to trap a big dog, but I ain't never. They try to play me, still you left, just know I'm still right. Can't trust these niggas, so my gun ain't laying down tonight. Can't trust these niggas, neither, I'ma just give her the pipe. Just like a dyke, I keep mine strapped up on me tight. We can't be friends if you ain't chasing what I'm chasing. Got tired of waiting, so impatient, had to trace it. Nah, for real, come live my life, I guarantee you ain't gon' make it. I was on my dick, I had the man up on them, take it. Thank you.
Yo, we back with my brother Joe Blast from Riverdale, Georgia. What's up, my brother? That's a nice song, man. Love your song, man. That's going on, man.
Appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
That's real hip hop, real skills. That's what I'm talking about. You got something to say.
Talk about something, exactly. It ain't none of that snap pop,
none of that ya-ya shit. You know what I'm saying?
None of that shit in there.
You know what I'm saying? We understood exactly what the fuck you were saying. You understand me? That's what hip hop is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That's what's up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, so we're going to take some callers and let you go. We're going to take some callers right now. So can we take the first caller?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hey, family. This is Ann Jules in the house on OMS Posse Radio on Blackout Radio. What's up, y'all?
What's up, Ann Jules? I got my boy Joe Bless from Riverdale, Georgia in the house.
Yeah, I saw the post and I was checking out the tracks. Pretty cool. I love it.
I appreciate that. Hey, I'm on Instagram too. So go follow me on Instagram at the only Joe Bless.
Oh, cool. That's what's up. I like your name.
I love it.
And you guys are talking about hip hop. I just released a track with Sugar Hill Gang's DJ, who we lost in April. He was part of our band. So shout out to Sugar Hill Gang and all the creators, the legends in hip-hop, you know, that started it all.
Right.
The GOAT. Tell them, Ann, the GOAT. Tell them. Don't be shy. Tell them the GOAT.
Right.
Well, I was just talking to Dougie Fresh's nephew today.
The GOAT.
And he's the GOAT, definitely. His uncle is definitely somebody I've been listening to for a long time, and Curtis Blow. And I got to represent for the Queens, too, Queen Latifah and MC Light from back in the day when we were inspired by Queens, you know, that were uplifting the community and helping people rise. That's the kind of energy I like to support.
Right.
You know, I've been in the music industry myself as a woman, and they tried to get it twisted with me, tried to get me to do all kinds of crazy stuff that were going against my ethics and my morals and my values, and I said no. I ghosted a lot of labels, and I refused to sell my soul, and I refused to sell my sex. And that's just why I've stayed independent all this time. And, you know, I ghosted, my love and I, Ageless Angels, we ghosted a lot of big people out there. Sony, Warner Brothers, Psycho.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I went through the same thing. I went through the exact same thing. I had phone calls. They wanted me to, wanted me to travel out to California, out to L.A. and Vegas. They wanted me to mess my image up. They wanted me to dress
right?
the dresses and stuff like that for millions of dollar contracts.
Right?
I had them right. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I had them in my email. Even in my email, they still to this day. I got a few friends that can tell you right now, it's all in my email. I was showing people this shit. I'm like, look at this shit, bro. They in my email, bro. They really talking about they watching me.
I believe
it. I'm like, no.
So it's good
it's
to
crazy.
Know someone else who said no to the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know,
that's
right?
Crazy. Yes, that's crazy.
They tried to twist you up like they did me, and I refused. You know, I don't fall for the tactics.
Right. So right now I'm independent.
So bless you. Wow.
Right.
Go ahead.
I got my own managers. I got my own personal DJ. I make my own album covers. I make my own flyers. Everything I do is independent. I learned how to do this myself. I mix and master my own songs. I do everything myself.
Yes, that is so brilliant. I love it. I love it. I love it. Most definitely. And with your name, with a name like that, you know, you got it going on. And I say, keep shining, King. And, you know, it's always the I always try to remind people for solace is that evil destroys itself. And when you are rising, which you are, obviously, the devil always grabs at your ankles. And it's always the good sign. It's always a great sign that you're doing something right. I know it sounds crazy, but the fact that you had all that going on is showing that you did something right, you know?
Right,
and then you got these,
right.
these haters in your inbox. It just shows you that you got power, you got your voice, you got your creativity, and you got the divine inside. And so I say keep shining.
Right, right. Appreciate that. Appreciate
and then with,
he got the rules.
You know, with that name, I wanted to really explain this, though, with my name, Joe Bless. I named myself Joe Bless because, like, I've been through so much in life. Like, I was in two comas. I'm blessed to be here. So I felt like, you know, I actually was, like, in two comas. Like, I was jumped at one of my shows. My name was Fly Life Finesse at first. I even got music on YouTube that's still Fly Life Finesse. If you type in Fly Life Finesse, that
right.
it'll pop up. So
wow.
I got jumped at one of my shows. I got jumped by 15 niggas.
Wow.
By myself. I was by myself. Then nobody come. People kept telling me not to come. They was like, bro, don't go. I was like, nah, fuck that, man. You know, I'm going. Y'all ain't gotta
right.
go. I'm going. This is my career. This is my lifestyle. So I went and performed. Like, as soon as I
right.
got off stage, one dude came and rushed me. And he actually missed. So I'm fighting two. I'm fighting two dudes at the same time, and I just seen a whole bunch of people just rushing at me, jumping over tables, throwing chairs at me and everything. Even the bartender even tried to help me. I got jumped by 15 niggas by myself. They stumped me out and everything. I went to a coma for a whole week.
Holy
a whole
shit.
Week. The nurse told me, the nurse said, you know, you could have died, for real.
Yeah.
She said, the way they beat you up, for real, they was busting my head with bottles and everything.
Damn.
And see, that's not even it, though. But I still look good. I still look good, though. I didn't come out, but see. But right after that, that ain't even all, though. Right after that, like, a month, two, probably later, I got burnt. My whole back, my whole side of my face, my whole right side of my face was boiled. I had third-degree burns all down my right side of my face, all down my back and everything from hot boiling water. I was actually fighting with a dude, and this female threw it on me and threw it all on the side of my face. Yeah, threw it
oh
all
my
on
goodness.
The whole hot boiling, whole pot of hot boiling water. And I went to a coma. I went back into a coma again through that. I went to another coma for a whole week. And the same nurse seen me come in the hospital and was like, damn, you back again? She was like, damn, why are you back?
Oh, no.
She was like, damn, you. Like, when I woke up in the hospital, because I woke up in the hospital, I was in a coma for a whole week. And I woke up in the hospital, and she was like, damn, you back again? She said, boy, you blessed.
Man, yes,
since
you
then
are.
On, I was like,
wow.
Since then on, I was like, you know, it's a reason why I'm here. I said, I'm here for a purpose. So I named myself, I said, you know what, I'm going to take the first name I got, my first name, take that Joe, and then put the blessed at the end, because I'm blessed. And all praise to Allah.
I love it.
That's
I love that story. That's so inspiring. And, you know, OMF Posse, he's been resurrected, and so was I. Type 1 diabetes killed me, and that's why I joined the Crip Hop Nation worldwide, representing for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor. I came back to life, brought back from the Most High Almighty Creator, and I was told, you got a lot of work for you. I got a lot of work for you to do, and I'm doing it, my brother. So more praise to you, and keep going, and keep shining, and keep that. I love that attitude. I love
right,
the attitude.
Right.
I love what you carry within, and that's what's most important. So keep that
right,
going
that.
And keep shining and don't stop.
I'm trusting you. I am. I ain't gonna stop. Can't stop.
I know. I love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm so grateful to my family here on Blackout Radio. Angel's fan for you for life, y'all. You know, I'm so grateful you guys playing my track and for all your support. And I definitely check you out, Joe Bless.
Okay, appreciate that. Yeah, go on YouTube. I'm on YouTube as Joe Bless. Make sure you put that ED at the end, Blessed. And then Instagram is the only Joe Bless. It's spelled all the way out. It's everything spelled the only Joe Bless. And follow me on Instagram and just stay tuned. I can actually I got a concert on October 30th coming up for the radio station 97.7 and 94.5. I got a concert on October 30th with DJ Smiles. It's gonna be at Universal Park in Atlanta.
Nice, that's
so if you can make it, then you know show up, pop up, and you know show out. That my flyer was actually just made. So if you go on Instagram, I'm about to post my flyer on Instagram. So you can go ahead and check it out.
All right. Definitely. Wow. All right. Well, you guys, I don't want to take up too much time. You can check us out. Our new track, Deja Vu For You, just dropped, featuring Rob the Noise Temple of Sugar Hill Gang. That's on all the platforms. We got it on YouTube, Spotify, you know, iTunes. Yeah, I'm so grateful to you guys. Thank you so much for all your support. And shout out to all the callers and the listeners, Royal Crush Takeover, Carlito A10, LeVar Hayes, all the Blackout Radio family I got out there. Much love to you all, and stay safe and be blessed.
Right.
Thanks, Angel.
Most definitely, my brother.
I meant to say that, too. Yeah, I'm on all major platforms, too, so. If you wanted to look up more music, I'm on all major platforms like Spotify. I'm on iTunes. I'm on iHeartRadio, Amazon. I'm on all major platforms.
Same here. Yeah. Awesome. All right, my brother. We'll do, King.
All right.
You take care. You know. Much love to you and all your loved ones, too.
All right. Appreciate that, Queen.
Peace, y'all. Salute.
Peace.
Can we take another caller?
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? This
What's going on?
Joe Bless
on the line.
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
What's going on with you? I'm doing all right. I'm blessed.
Nothing.
Blessed living.
I got a poem I want to read for y'all I wrote the other night.
Good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Lyrical verses. I don't gotta rehearse this. This life ain't perfect. Only God can judge us. All humans are sinners and can succeed to win us. We gotta have faith for our pain to erase and have strength to pray for no more hard times and struggle days. At times we feel alone, don't want to trust a soul. Think no one cares or has love for us and just around to take us down and use us. But when it's true love, it never abuses us. Makes us stronger and wiser. Sticks back to back, hand in hand, decide. No matter the difference, ups and downs and fights. Can't a soul separate the loving years, you know. The good rise, and we've spent long nights upset, shedding tears when the love of our life is not near. The empty space and sadness humps through our veins. As we kneel down and pray for better days, turning to justice to get through our day, makes you heal your empty space. Don't give up, just give God praise, and He guides you, your loved ones who passed away to watch over you as He changes you and blesses you, gives you the breath to breathe another day. We all have to heal from being a sinner one day.
Yo, that's what's up.
Okay, I like that.
What's the name of the poem? What's the name of the poem?
Life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Yeah. Hey, y'all can find me.
Another one. I was on the run. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still here.
Okay, y'all can find me at Tina Tupac Jackson on Facebook, Tina Tupac Jackson on Instagram, Tupac Tina T-U on SoundCloud, T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A, the number two, the letter U, at SoundCloud.com, and T-U-P-A-X-T-I-N-A Jackson on YouTube.
All right, you got any music coming out?
Yeah, I got some new music coming out soon, probably the end of this month. Some should be coming out.
Hey, where you from?
Raleigh, North Carolina. My name's Tupacina.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, in the Riverdale
area.
Oh,
okay. Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah. So show enough, send me your music, and we're going to play it on the show.
Okay, I'll send it to you.
All right.
All right, appreciate y'all letting me call in. Shout out to Blackout
Thank
Radio,
you.
Old Mel. All right.
Thank you.
All right, brother.
All right, my brother, peace.
Peace.
All right.
Can we take another caller?
Yeah, we can take another call. Come on.
Yo, it's Carly the Way, 1-0 for Flint, Michigan. What it do? Oh, nothing. Joe Blessed.
Oh, what's up, bro?
What's up?
That's my hip hop partner right here. What's up, my brother?
Yo, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. You know what I'm doing. We can do in the name of hip hop. Hey, that song I heard, that song was dope too, Joe. I like it.
Oh, appreciate that, bro.
You were spending some skills, man. You know, we don't hear that too often anymore. So, man, I'd like to give you a big salute for that, man. For real, I was thoroughly entertained, and I don't say that about too much music nowadays. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that shit was hot. I like that. Faux show. You know what I'm saying? Keep doing your thing. You know what I mean? Keep your hip hop. You know what I mean? As long as we do that, man, we keep it on all sides of the spectrum. We can take it back over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you said,
and you said you from North Carolina?
No, I'm from Flint, Michigan.
Oh, you from Michigan? Okay.
I'm from Flint, Michigan, where the dirty water at.
Guess what though, man? What you want to do some collabs or something? Want to collab on something?
Definitely. I just shot a movie for my new album coming out. I'm definitely down to
for
collab.
For real? Hey, you shoot movies? Y'all shoot movies too? That's what we trying to do. We trying to shoot a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I just finished up my first movie on Sunday. It's a 23-minute movie to accompany the album. My album that's coming out, and it's a martial arts movie because I know martial arts. So I had a bunch of black belts in my movie, and you know what I'm saying. Made his hip hop. Nobody got killed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm definitely about metaphors. Metaphors. You know, my songs.
What's your Instagram? What's your IG?
Carlito810. Yep, Carlito810 on everywhere.
Like
Carlito's Way.
Uh huh.
C-A-R-L-I-T-O-8-8-1-0.
C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
A-1-0.
A-1-0? The letter
8? No, 8. 8. Yep, 8-1-0. Numbers. All numbers. 8-1-0.
So it's Carlito 810.
Carlito 810. Yep. C-A-R-L-I-T-O 810.
Got you. Like 810, right? Like 810.
Yep, 810. Yeah. Yep, 810.
Carlito, C-A-R-L-I-T-O.
Yep.
Got you. I'm about to follow you on IG, man, and we'll link from there, man.
Definitely. I'll follow you right back. And so you can check, I got a couple things on IG that you can check out that I've done or whatever. So I just put a little bit of the movie up. But last week, the little piece of the karate scene, so you can see what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay, gotcha.
So, you know, definitely, man, definitely. I definitely want to collab, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, anybody who got skills, I definitely want to do a song with them because I got skills. And then, you know what I'm saying, we can keep them skills going. You feel me? Right. People don't even, you know, they don't even, you know, Lil Yachty said something, pissed me the hell off. He said he don't give a damn about who came before him. If it wasn't people before you, it would be no you, for one thing. That's number one. Then he said he don't care what he say on the song. If he can say yeah for a whole song and sell it, he'll do that. So that tell you what the mind state of the music mentality is at this point.
Now, you said Lil Yachty? You said Lil Yachty, though?
Yeah, Lil Yachty said that shit.
Lil Yachty suck, man.
That's what I'm saying. They all suck. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is this is their mentality. You know what I'm saying? They don't even care to say. If you got a voice out here, you need to say something that's going to resonate. Not no bullshit. You know what I mean? And we got enough bullshit in our neighborhoods as it is. We don't need to keep spreading
the bullshit.
You know what I mean? We got enough motherfuckers on lean and pills and all that. You know, nodding out and shit, look like heroin addicts. You know what I'm saying? You know, and they so out of their mind. They got guns on them. They're killing each other because they so out their damn mind. Then they wake up the next day in jail, and then reality hit them, and then they stuck in jail for the rest of their life. You know? And then it's two brothers gone.
You know, I ain't gonna lie. You know who I really fuck with, though? Kevin Gates, though. I fuck with Kevin Gates, man.
Yeah, he's straight. I can deal with him. I like real lyrical people. So like, you know, he, I can listen to him. You know what I mean? I can listen to him more than, you know what I'm saying, Lil Uzi and Lil Yachty. You know what I mean? So you know, sometimes you gotta take what you can get. You know what I mean?
Right.
For sure. I'm gonna hold y'all up, man. I got my album Boy No Tomatum should be hitting in about 3 weeks. Hard copies coming first, and then it's gonna hit the digital platforms. First trailer for the movie should be coming out in about a week. The movie should be following in about probably 3 weeks. Probably put it out a week before the hard copies hit. 3 weeks before it hit on all major platforms.
Hey, Carlito.
Yeah.
Hey, you know I got to be in that second movie, bro. I
got to
be in that second one, bro.
I got you, bro. For real. I'm trying to get in. Everybody that want to be down. And then that way, you know, like I had a couple people from Flint that do music in my video. You know, they got, you know, they promoted the album, all that. You know what I'm saying? My boy got a clothing store. We did a scene in there so we could promote his shit. It's all about promotions, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So. I got an album out right now called Def OJ. It's got 195,000 streams on Spotify. It's about to reach 200,000. And then I have that's Def OJ. Then I got another album called Born Identity, which is the prequel to Born on Tomato. That's out too. That's on all platforms. So look up either Carlito810, Def OJ. Get me on Twitter, Carlito810. Instagram, Carlito810, Facebook, Carlito810, artist page, Carlos Carlito Johnson is my personal page, and what else? Oh, YouTube, Carlito810 YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Look me up, man. And I'm finna go to Instagram right now and get you followed, and so we can start, you know, getting that work together.
As a matter of fact, you can go on there right now and follow me. It's the only Joe Blessed with an ED at the end. Blessed. It's the only Joe Blessed. Everything spelled all the way out. The only Joe Blessed.
Man, I got you. For real.
Go ahead and follow me right now. We gonna link up, man, and me and my people, my manager, all my people, my whole team, we family. All of them are my cousins. These are my brothers. We keep everything in the family, bro. You feel me?
That's how I do it, too. All my people, my good friends, that we work together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can send each other brothers. That's what we're going to do. We don't have no problems. You know what I'm saying?
Even my cameraman is my cousin.
Well, Dan, that's what's up. My cameraman is a good friend, but we like family. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah. So, shout out to OMF. Shout out to you, Joe Bless. Shout out to Ann Jules. Shout out to Blackout Radio, Black Tear, Royal Crush, Keisha. Want to tell that Mr. LeVar Burton. You know what I'm saying? And, man, we just going to keep it hip-hop. And, man, spread the love. I'm coming away.
Right,
one
right,
night.
Right.
We're going to keep this hip-hop shit alive, man. That hip-hop ain't going to never die because we ain't never dying.
No, and that's why I'm making sure when I do go, my legacy is still flowing. You know what I'm saying?
But we the GOATs, you understand? We the
GOATs. The GOATs. That's right.
We the GOATs. You know
that's
what
right,
we know what hip-hop is supposed to sound like. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
We know what hip-hop is supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? You got to have something to say. You understand me? If you ain't got nothing to say, we ain't listening to you. Because we ain't into that y'all shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
we got to have something that we should listen to.
You got to have some content.
Hey, this what you tell him. We just two-stepping. We ain't snapping and all that shit, man.
Right. I'm doing the Rockaway.
What the fuck you talking about? Hey, you know what's funny? Hey, you know what's funny, Carlito? That you said that?
What?
I talk to Joe. I be talking to Fat Joe on Instagram too.
What? Yeah, I met Fat Joe about 15 years ago. I met Biggie, Pac, all them people. I met Eazy-E. I met all the Wu-Tang. I've been out here for a minute doing it. So, you know what I'm saying? Fat Joe, a cool dude though. That's dope that you talk to on Instagram, though. That's dope. For sure.
That's what's up, though.
Yeah, yeah. Shit.
That's what's up, man. Curtis Blow. We got new Curtis Blow before he rapped. He was a DJ.
Yeah.
I was a badass dude before he was Houdini, you know what I'm saying? Because he used to go with my friend. He used to be, go with my friend, sister next door. We used to come by. And before they rap, you understand me? So we know,
right.
You know the OGs, the GOATs of hip hop. That's what time
that's
is.
Right.
That's why we do hip hop. Because we
know
from the GOATs. You understand
that's
me?
Right. That's
you
right.
Understand?
Yeah.
You named all the legends. All of y'all named all the legends. They're alive and live and still kicking.
That's right. We're supposed to pass that down to the next generation.
That's
what
right.
It's all about.
That's what we're
keeping it moving.
Cause the real motherfuckers keep hip hop alive. You understand me? That fake shit ain't gonna last.
No, it ain't.
Right,
they'll be broke in a minute. They'll all be broke. Crying
and
shit. Come on, what?
They all Biden. You can't run hip hop if you're Biden. You
that's
can't
right.
Run hip hop. You
said.
Know what? He's the whole Jesus, the motherfuckers that's telling them to do that shit. So don't blame
you
them.
You only can
listen. Those motherfuckers. Look who's running hip hop. You understand me? It's OG.
Right.
You understand me? You got
that's
DJ.
Right.
They got DJs in front of their name. I ain't never heard of their motherfucking ass. Because the real DJ
right.
Is Grandmaster Flash.
There ain't no
me?
Kid Capri. There ain't no Kid Capri. No DJ Red Alert.
Hey, say it again.
You know what I'm saying?
Say it again. DJ Red Alert. You understand me? That's who we know.
Right.
DJ
right.
Got DJs next to their name. And I ain't never heard of their ass. They doing stuff. They do y'all stuff making these stuff. And they the dope motherfucker. I ain't never heard of motherfucker. DJ in front of their name. I ain't never heard of their motherfucking ass.
That's that new shit. That's that new age shit.
I ain't never heard of them. Real DJs I heard of.
Look, they ain't even got turntable. They got buttons.
Yeah,
they got buttons.
Again.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't got turntables. They ain't got no Numarks or no. If you was a DJ, you had to have some Technique 1200 and a Numark mix. They ain't got none of that.
They say that's what time it is. They say they memorize. We keep it real. You know what I'm saying? That's what time
right.
Is. Yo, man, I love you, man.
Love you too, bro.
Alive, man. You know, talk
for sure,
to
man.
You got a game, man. You know what I'm
saying? Can't wait for you to see this movie, man. This movie's going to be ridiculous. Thank you for playing Liquid on your radio station last week, too. That's one of the songs in the movie. So,
that's what
I appreciate
play.
You playing
play
that.
Hip-hop. Play that bullshit on my tape, my radio show. You know
right,
what
right.
I play.
That's
I'm real. I keep it real. I play real hip-hop. I don't play that bullshit. You know, so
right,
you
right,
know that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know what time
right.
It is. We going to talk real hip-hop when you come on here, too.
You ain't got
you
no
know,
choice.
Ain't no
motherfucker. Ain't got no
choice. Ain't nobody going to call us and try to test our skills, either.
No,
real.
Not at all. keep it in hip hop.
We keep it real.
All love. For real.
Get your ass in this motherfucking fucking skills if he's a motherfucking hip hop. Motherfuckers don't come on our show because they ain't hip hop. That's what time it is. Because we talk
sure.
about your ass. Well, what are they going to say?
What can they say? That's the deal. What can they say?
They're going to get this. That's what time it is. We some hip hop, motherfuckers. We saw the motherfucking dance and all that shit. We just motherfuckers that talk shit on the corner. You ain't going to come on here and talk crazy to us.
Hey, I watched Crush Groove last night.
Yeah, they're talking loud.
I watched Crush Groove last night.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
That's good. But motherfucker, tell him, yeah, you had a motherfucker. Gotta go. But thank y'all for calling. Yeah, we're gonna talk to y'all next week. Thank you, Joe Blair, for supporting the show. You know what I'm saying? Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the on-man posse and they love the production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we're straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fast and we're ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip-hop.